It's Marketplace Tech for January 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today is a big day for everyone traveling to Washington, D.C. to witness this. That would be a piece of music called Ruffles and Flourishes, and it comes right before Hail to the Chief. Well, you might hear either or both pieces of music today, right before Donald Trump takes his oath of office as president. You probably won't hear this noise. Drones, they're banned from D.C., and there's a host of other tech-related rules around today's inauguration in Washington, whether you're there to cheer or there for the Women's March protest. Marketplace producer Claire Tennisketter has been digging into this. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Ben.
All right, so people who are attending the inauguration and the Women's March on Washington, what sort of tech are they allowed to have with them?
So you can bring your cell phone, your camera, your tablet. Maybe that's all one device. But there's also a list of banned items. Uh-huh. And at least two of those are new for 2017. Selfie sticks and drones.
Of course.
So selfie sticks have been banned at a lot of big public events because they can be used as weapons. Where drones are never allowed in Washington, D.C. because they've been seen as a national security risk. But for inauguration, the Secret Service reminded folks via a press release a couple weeks ago that they're not allowed, listing fines of up to $1,400 for individuals and $32,000 for companies that violate the anti-drone law.
Ooh, not cheap. Will people even be able to get service on their phones? It's a lot of people who are going to be in the city.
I mean, as you know, Ben, with any big event, cell phone service is a huge problem.
Yeah.
Concerts, protests, sporting events. So to prep for inauguration, cell carriers like AT&T and Verizon brought in the cows.
What?
This is an acronym for Cells on Wheels.
Of course.
They're temporary mobile cell sites that are expected to boost service.
Ah, signal boosters. Yeah.
Yep. And Comcast will also open up many of its Wi-Fi hotspots to the public.
Okay, so if you're not there and you want to stream, like me, I won't be there, so I want to stream.
Yep, yep.
How can I stream?
So like always, you can watch online. You can tune in to major TV and radio websites. You can watch on whitehouse.gov. Of course, there's Twitter, Facebook Live. But this year, you can also watch in virtual reality and 360-degree video.
Of course you can.
Yep, from the USA Today's YouTube channel. And Ben, this isn't new. So we've been able to live stream the inauguration for 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, all the way back in 1997, Bill Clinton's inaugural address was the first to be streamed online.
I did not know that. I assume that was pretty laggy, but that's
amazing.
I'm
sure it was.
Claire Tennisketter, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ben.
It's Silicon Valley time. Our guest today is Tracy Chow, software engineer and founding team member of Project Include. Tracy, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You ready?
I'm so ready.
All right. I got a number for you. 93.8 million subscribers.
I would guess the subscribers that Netflix has.
Boom.
Okay.
Well played. Well played. This is how many subscribers Netflix had by the end of 2016. It was announced this week, just as Netflix was also celebrating its 10th birthday. How convenient. But it got 7 million subscribers in its most recent fourth quarter, and that's much better than in years past. So it seems like they're doing pretty well.
So I actually don't watch Netflix. I don't have a subscription. So I could be a new subscriber in 2017, but I am not in that number that you just gave.
Really?
I'm not a big TV person. I mostly read books.
How admirable. All right. Well, yeah. Maybe you'll be one of the next 7 million. We'll see. All right. What do you got for me?
13.6 million followers.
Something, something Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Donald Trump's number of followers on Twitter.
Not quite. That's the number of followers on the POTUS account that will be transferring from Obama's team to Trump's team. So all the people that have been getting Obama's tweets will now automatically be getting Trump's tweets on POTUS. I think there was some joke that he was making, or maybe someone else was saying that he has 280 characters instead of 140 because he has both accounts.
All right, what do you got for me?
$700 million.
The cash value of the goods that Amazon shipped over the holidays.
It's a good guess.
Probably higher than that. I don't know. I got nothing.
So this is how much Facebook agreed to pay out in retention bonuses for key people in its Oculus acquisition deal.
Man.
I know.
We should all be so lucky to be retained at those high prices. Yeah. That's amazing.
So the Oculus deal, which sounded like it was closer to $2 billion when it was announced in 2014, it's actually closer to $3 billion when you count in this employee retention number.
What do you think? Was it worth it?
Hard to say right now. It still seems a bit early to make a call on where VR is going to be.
Well, I guess Facebook's got the money to spend, so, you know.
Yeah, they're doing well, so they can invest in new tech, frontier tech, yeah.
Tracy Chow, she is software engineer and founding team member at Project Include. Thanks for playing Silicon Tally with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you've heard of the valuable messaging startup Snap, formerly known as Snapchat. Well, what about how both U.S. stock exchanges are trying to get the company to do its initial public offering with them? NASDAQ hired a helicopter to film Manhattan with Snap's new spectacles. The New York Stock Exchange tweeted video from its trading floor with the same spectacles. Early adopters, great. Which will Snap choose? Well, we have a pair of Snap spectacles too. Unfortunately, they don't help you see the future. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.